really happen radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Monday, April 1st, 2013, April Fool's Day. Not feeling very foolish myself today. There's a lot of stuff going on. We've got a lot to cover today. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny is sitting in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And starting off right here at the very top of the news, interesting development regarding Korea over the weekend. Not getting a lot of coverage on the corporate media for some strange reason. But remember, at the end of last week, they were saying that North Korea had declared there was a state of war. And it is now turning out it is another one of those all-too-frequent mistranslations, nudge-nudge, wink-wink, that always seem to favor the pro-war agenda. But in point of fact, Kim Jong-un has not stated that there is a state of war as official North Korea policy. It was a mistranslation, like the claim that Ahmadinejad said that Iran wanted to wipe Israel off the map. And scholars went back and looked at it and said, no, that isn't actually what he said. He said, Israel is going to fade from the pages of history, which is a very passive thing. Doesn't say Iran's going to do it, says Israel's doing it to itself, which is certainly absolutely true. So now we are coming to understand that a lot of this so-called belligerent war rhetoric that is being used to try and claim North Korea is the cause of all of this military buildup in the region is a mistranslation, to be most generous. I think it's just more propaganda. And it's intentional. It's by design. We're going to be talking a little bit about some revelations coming out of a former CNN reporter who has gone public saying, yeah, we were routinely ordered to lie, to support the war agenda with Iran and Syria and the rest of all that. We're going to get into that a little bit later in the show here. Now, interestingly enough, last week I was commenting on the fact that the corporate TV news had given very little coverage at all to what was going on in Cyprus. It was big news, obviously, all over the independent media, all over the blogosphere. It was getting some coverage in the non-TV corporate media, but it was kind of being dismissed. It's a one-time thing. I think the TV news has reached the point where they understand if they don't start covering this, it's going to be obvious they are avoiding the issue because CNN, which is still giving more airtime to the Jody Arias murder case. They're calling it the, you know, America's transfixed by the murder case. No, we aren't. It's just the media that's obsessing about it. And, of course, the Michael Jackson lawsuit is getting the big coverage. But CNN did slip in there that there are plans for a second Cyprus haircut, an additional 22% cash grab on the depositors of Cyprus here. And this is crossing a threshold because Cyprus taught the world bank confiscation is possible. A second one is going to send the message it's inevitable. Remember, the last official act of any government is to loot the nation, or in the case of the globalist empire, to loot the entire world. And that's what's going on right now. And even the most in denial, oh, it could never happen here, has to be paying attention. Because, yeah, it is happening again. And worse, it shows the first cash grab didn't work. It didn't solve the problem, which is what we were telling you was going to be the case. And they're already going back for another double handful of money from the Cyprus bank customers. Functionally, they've already taken it all. Because even though the banks are open again, the largest savers still do not have access to their savings account at all. It is 100% out of their reach. I'm going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And so we're talking about what's going on in Cyprus. They're talking about a second shave off. The numbers are jumping all over the place. And we were hearing as high as 80%. Now they're seriously talking 60%. Apparently, officials within the Bank of Cyprus are saying that, there's going to be another 37.5%. And they're saying, you know, it's really okay because it's not like we're taking the money and not giving them anything back because they're giving them shares in the bank. Ooh, what a wonderful deal. We're going to take your cash and give you shares in a bank that is hovering at the edge of collapse and would have collapsed if not for stealing from its own depositors. What a valuable issue of stock that's going to be to build your future on. And they're basically saying that even with all the shave-offs, they're struggling to avoid a collapse because savers are taking the maximum allowable deposits out every chance they get. It's a slow run on the bank. And what I think the people of the Cyprus bankers don't understand is the capital controls aren't going to work because however long it takes, week after week after week after week, the savers of Cyprus are going to be taking their money out of the account as fast as they can. And now that they're openly talking about a second round of wealth confiscation, this has to be convincing everybody. This is very real. It's not going away. This is going to be the new normal. They decided against overprinting euros for the same reason the United States wants to stop overprinting dollars. It's not only destroying the wealth in your pocket, it's destroying the wealth of the money junkies, and that just cannot be allowed to stand. So the new model is to go right into your bank account and just help themselves to all the money they need to keep their little Ponzi scheme going again. It literally is taking trillions from the people and giving it to the bankers so the bankers can turn around and loan it back to the people at interest. That is what all of this means, whether they call it TARP, bailout, bail-in, haircut, shaving, whatever. It's all the same thing. Taking money from the people to give to the banks so the banks can loan it back to the people at interest. Cyprus is getting ready for round two. We're still hearing that Spain and Italy are looking at this. It's written into the budget plan for Canada. Over there at Daily Mail, they're calling it what it is. It's robbery. And now the British expatriates inside Cyprus are being told they may lose absolutely everything, over £85,000, if they have it in the bank account. They're just going to take it all. Meanwhile, over at the Council of Foreign Relations, you're going to love this one. The president of the Council on Foreign Relations, Richard Haass, told Bloomberg TV the other day, the people of Cyprus had it coming. It's all their fault because they're parochial. They didn't fully integrate themselves into the European Union. They didn't completely change their country and their banking system to be what the European Central Bank should said it should be. So they deserve to be looted and fleeced and robbed. This is classic blame the victim. It was her fault she got raped. She dressed sexy. She didn't dress the way we thought she should dress. It's the same mentality. The CFR is trying to say, oh, it's the Cyprus people's own fault. They didn't do what we told them to do. We know what the fault of this is. It's the 11th marble. It's Ponzi scheme, private central banks issuing all public currency as a loan at interest, which by design will always create more debt than it creates money with which to pay that debt. That is what is causing all of this. A couple of weeks ago, I put out a challenge. You show me any nation with a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest that is not drowning in debt right now. No takers on that one, which was kind of the expected outcome. British journalist Andrew Neil over in MoneyNews.com is saying Cyprus-like bank scares spread in the Eurozone, but rest assured the Euro itself is safe. He's saying all that's going to happen is that people will take their money out of risky banks and they'll go to the quality banks. And to completely just disregard this whole idea, if government can come and raid my bank account, why should I keep my money in the bank? Oh yeah, just find a good bank, go to quality. There is no quality possible under the Ponzi scheme private central banks. No banks are quality. No banks are safe and secure because of that mechanism that builds debt faster than money. So that first Cyprus cash grab convinced the world banks could confiscate their savings. This second one CNN just announced is going to convince the world banks will confiscate their wealth. First cash grab, it's possible. Second cash grab, it's now seen as inevitable. Now, as I mentioned a little while ago, up in Canada, they have already written into their budget plan for 2013, on pages 144 and 145 of Economic Action Plan 2013, they're already talking about doing the same thing in Canada, just happened in Cyprus. They will loot Canadian deposits to save these systematically important banks. That's the new euphemism for the too big to fail banks. The banks that if they fail will take down the economy with them. Well, whose fault is it the banks were allowed to get that large? The function of government is to be on guard against threats to the entire system. And these overly large banks clearly are a threat to the entire system. And the Canadian government sold out to their money junkies, the same as the U.S. and Cypriot governments and all of Europe have sold out to their money junkies. And so the banks enjoy this amazing immunity. Yeah, we're cheating our depositors. We're stealing. We're engaging in fraud. You can't do anything about it. If you try and arrest us, we'll destroy the whole economy. It's the same thing they did back in 1933 when the Wall Street bankers literally tried to stage a fascist coup here in the United States of America. And it was stopped only through the heroism of Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler, who blew the whistle to Roosevelt to keep it from happening. And Roosevelt was going to try all of these bankers for treason, and they all sat there and said, you can't do a thing to us. If you arrest just one of us, the rest of us will trash this economy. Your New Deal will be destroyed, and you will get the blame for it. Meanwhile, the after effects of the Cypriot haircut are being felt here because Yanaskis Omeru, the Cypriot House of Representatives president, is saying it's time for the Iceland option. It's time for Cyprus to become economically independent from the European Union. Says there is no future under the ECB. And he's absolutely right. There is never going to be a future for the nation and the people under these private central bank Ponzi schemes. They're not set up to serve the people. They're not set up to serve the nation. They exist to serve only themselves and the politicians who gratefully accept the campaign contributions and lobbying and all the other little goodies that the bankers hand out after looting it from you. So they're talking about the Iceland option over there in Cyprus. And all I can say is I hope this member of parliament has his Kevlar undies on there, because people who stand up to those bankers get shot at. Now, a growing scandal, and we talked about this a little bit last week, the president of Cyprus appears to have warned in advance all of his good buddies of the coming haircut and the locking of the accounts, and several Cyprus companies were able to move millions out of the country ahead of the capital restrictions. A little insider information, a little corruption going on there. And again, even though the Cyprus people seem to have taken all of this very calmly, the looting of their bank accounts, the capital controls, they can't even get at their own money. Even the small depositors can't get at their money conveniently. Talk of reciprocity, whispers of retribution here. And it's an interesting thing because in this article, which is over at activistpost.com, they talk about how the people of Cyprus surprised the world on Friday, reinforcing Cyprus' reputation as the most calm, cool, and collected members of the European Union. And, of course, the first question I ask is, does Cyprus put tranquilizers in their water supply? Because I am surprised. I figured they were going to be burning the bankers in the town squares. And it turns out that, yes, Cyprus is one of the nations that add fluoride to their drinking water. Fluoride is a tranquilizer. It does calm you down. It has been shown that drinking fluoride has no effect on tooth decay, which is the official reason given for fluoridating the water supply. So we may be living in a world in which the government is literally forcing you to take tranquilizers so that you won't lose your temper at all these things that are being done. I would be interested in finding out if the government of Cyprus actually upped the dose of fluoride just ahead of this banking scandal, this banking freeze, this haircuts. Because remember, we now know all of this was being planned last September by the G20. This wasn't a complete surprise to the insiders. Wasn't a surprise at all. So I'd like to find out just how much fluoride was in that water and if there was a sudden increase. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, Vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
I was driving to work one morning in Austin, Texas, listening to talk radio. And I heard this guy say the Federal Reserve is a private bank that prints money out of thin air. Well, I was so amazed to be informed of this that I made his website one of my favorites and proceeded to listen to his mind-liberating audio stream.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about what's going on in Europe and how it is likely to spread, despite Bernanke's comment about, oh, it's unlikely unless the contagion spread. Yeah, the contagion does have to spread because the globalists tore down all the barriers that would have kept this from spreading. This idea that we're going to knock down all the borders to economies and everything makes as much sense as propping open the fireproof doors in a building or leaving the hatches and the watertight bulkheads in a ship wide open. And that's exactly what's happening, and especially because of the derivatives problem. The contagion has to spread to the United States. If Canada's already talking about looting their depositors' accounts, you know it's already over here. Now, further complicating the situation, and this is even being reported by Fox News, the Italian banks have just posted a $4.1 billion loss. And apparently it was tied in with some of their derivatives trades. So it's already spreading, and the derivatives are already becoming a factor. As I mentioned before, we're hearing from some sources that ultimately the people of Cyprus are going to lose 80% of their deposits. Now, we know that right now in Cyprus, they're talking about a 100,000 euro cap. If you're under 100,000 euros, your bank accounts are not being confiscated, but they are removed from your control because of capital controls. Now, the reason for the 100,000 euro cap is very simple. Below that level, your deposits are insured. So if the government simply grabs a bunch of money out of your account, then they have to turn around with the insurance and put it right back again. That's the reason they did that. We have the same thing here in the United States of America. The FDIC only insures accounts up to 100,000. I would not be surprised to see the Eurozone Banking Insurance Organization and even the FDIC start to float the idea that government and bank confiscation of your savings does not qualify for reimbursement because it's not technically a bank failure. They're going to have to float that idea because as soon as all of the middle class depositors have had their money looted, they're going to have to start thinking out some ways to go for the smaller accounts. And in order to do that, they have to find some way to basically bypass the insurance system. Otherwise, they're just taking it with one hand and having to put it back with the other. So that's something to keep an eye out for, the changes to the rules of FDIC or the ECB or the rest of that. Now, an interesting story, and we commented on this before. The Telegraph is out there saying, after the Cyprus bank raid fiasco, Germany is being painted as the European Union's chief villain. And I'm not saying Merkel and her devotion to the common currency in the European Union hasn't been a problem. But what we're seeing as we go into this new World War III, Germany's going to be the villain. Why? Well, it worked the last two times. It's the replay all over again. Get into a war to prop up the banking system, find a convenient villain and demonize them. And, you know, Germany's got such a vile reputation from the last two. Let's just use them again. Meanwhile, the German finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, has said savings account in the Eurozone are safe. He's back to saying Cyprus is a special case and not a template for future rescues, even as it's being announced there's going to be a second one. This German finance minister can't make that statement. Germany's not in control of the European Central Bank. The European Central Bank is in control of the European Central Bank. What this is just a continuation of the, hey, it's unlikely, not to worry, keep your money in the bank. It's much safer there than it would be in your own control. You know, don't think just, yeah, really, it's not going to happen again. But don't forget, 2 months before this all happened, after it was already decided at the G20 that it was going to happen, the Cyprus government was reassuring their bank depositors their money was safe. They would be the last ones to be forced to pay the cost of a bank bailout. And here they are. Now, the contagion is also spreading to Slovenia. We were talking about them end of last week. The banks are under severe distress. This is coming out of the IMF. From their annual health check on the country. And don't forget, Cyprus survived one of these stress tests, these health checks, just before it all fell apart. So I don't know how good they are. But they're saying Slovenia has to be added to the list of needing desperate measures to keep the banks alive. I think at this point, most people are saying, let the banks die. They created this mess with this Ponzi scheme of theirs. For anybody but a private central bank, what they're doing is a criminal offense. That's why Bernie Madoff with the loot is in prison. These private central banks are legalized criminal operations. Ponzi scheme economics, legalized counterfeiting. It is time to stop. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Over at Investment Watch blog, they have an article basically saying Europe's economic crisis is now worse than the Great Depression of the 1930s. We have to name the new one. We need a bigger, more impressive name. It's the Grand Depression. One of the 1930s, that was the Great Depression. Wasn't much great about it, except for the bankers. This is the Grand Depression. The gold medal winner of all depressions. And functionally, the European Union is splitting itself in two, as we commented last week, because of its inaccessibility. A euro in Cyprus is now, for all intents and purposes, worth less than euros that are in France and Germany. So the common currency is already fracturing. But the globalists are saying, no, use duct tape, use bailing wire, hold it together. We see one world with one reserve currency and one giant reserve bank. And that's basically the idea. That's the agenda. A world permanently enslaved to private central bankers until the end of time. That's the agenda. That's the goal here. Now, there is a little bit of blowback for all of this thing here. Senator Bernie Sanders says he will introduce legislation to break up banks that have grown so big that the U.S. Justice Department refuses to prosecute for fraud and criminality for fear that the indictments might harm the financial system as a whole. And as I mentioned, we went through this already once before. They should have broken these banks up back in 1933, following the attempt by the Wall Street bankers to organize a fascist coup against the United States government, modeled on the one that was then in Italy under Benito Mussolini. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, the coup failed thanks to Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler, who, frankly, I think is one of the nation's great unsung heroes. I mean, we all know his name, but if anybody deserved to have his own postage stamp, it's this guy. And Roosevelt was unable to arrest and try these bankers for treason because they simply sat there and said, ha, you touch us, we'll destroy your economy. We have that power. At that point, I think I would have invoked presidential authority and said, all right, we're going to start issuing our own U.S. currency again. And yes, the bankers would have immediately tried to shoot Roosevelt, or me, the way they shot at John Kennedy. We need a president with the courage to stand up to the bankers, who's willing to risk being shot by the bankers to restore this nation to its original financial model. Show you how much power the bankers have. And remember, none of these bankers are elected officials. They're not really a part of the government. The Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express. And yet they're controlling the country through their money power. And the proof of that we're seeing over here in TVNewsLies.org. A federal court judge on Friday has dismissed these lawsuits against the big banks over LIBOR. Just threw it out of court. The guys were rigging LIBOR. They were making billions of dollars for gaming the system. And remember, that money does not come out of thin air. Somewhere, somebody lost in this rigging. They didn't get as much earnings as they thought they were going to get. They were paying higher interest on their bank loans and mortgages. And U.S. District Judge Naomi, I think it's pronounced Reese Buchwald, in a 161-page ruling, threw out pretty much all of the charges. The only one that is being allowed to move forward is that the banks breached commodities laws. Those are wrist slaps. And if her ruling is allowed to stand, it basically is the main plank of the litigation. The federal antitrust claims that the judge threw out can pay triple damages. So the courts are definitely backing the bankers against the people, against the common good. And apparently over in Great Britain, the breakup of the financial services authorities has, in essence, deregulated the Bank of England. So they're already predicting the Bank of England will become one of the world's most powerful central banks. And they were once before, which is what led to the American Revolution and the War of 1812. And now they want to let them have that same kind of globe-changing authority again. Spain is in trouble. They're trying to convince Brussels to ease the 2013 deficit target to just 6%. Because their people are very unhappy with austerity. Meanwhile, you remember that HSBC scandal where a whistleblower went forward and said that HSBC was involved in helping rich people conceal their taxes? And apparently that has now hit what is called the Governing Popular Party of Spain, who are already mired in what's called the Gürtel scandal, which is a kickback for contract scheme that's engulfed their ruling party. And we're hearing more and more people in Spain are saying, yeah, this government has to go. Now, over at This Is Money in Great Britain, we have been talking for quite some time about the abuses of payday lenders. They're basically legalized loan sharks. They have allowed huge amounts of fraud, payday loans taken out with stolen identities and no due diligence. They have been caught literally losing a payment in order to jack the amount owed up with late fees and additional interest. All kinds of things. There was supposed to be a clampdown on these practices. And apparently over there in Great Britain, it's come out that the Office of Fair Trading somehow messed up the paperwork. And that's going to basically delay the investigation and prosecution of the payday loaners. They get to go on doing what they've been doing for months more. Meanwhile, over in France, the judge who accused former President Nicolas Sarkozy with taking financial advantage of France's richest woman has received a bullet and a death threat in the mail. So it's getting ugly out there. The corruptions are surfacing, and the corrupted are getting desperate to hold this off. They're getting open and blatant bullets, death threats. After a while, screaming anti-Semite seems to be losing its effect, and that's why they're going to these other tactics here. Now, interesting story. This is coming out of Australia. Australia and China are getting ready to organize their trade solely in terms of their own internal currencies. They're going to cut out the dollar as the intermediary currency, where Australia would buy dollars and then go to China, and China would take the dollars and convert them to the yuan. They're getting tired of that because of how fast the dollar is collapsing. And so this idea of returning the world to Bretton Woods through political means, through war, through covert overthrow, it's already crumbling. Because the world is turning away from the dollar faster than the U.S. can conquer countries and force them back on it. And this elimination of the dollar in trade with China will be the focus of Prime Minister Julia Gillard's trip to Beijing next week. China buys nearly one-third of Australian exports. It is a significant, significant blow against the dollar. Five of the top 10 economies in the world no longer use the dollar as an intermediary currency. And you're not seeing that on the TV news either. Now, an interesting little story, the BRICS nations, this is coming out of Russia Today, the BRICS nations are dumping the euro because of the European Union banking crisis. They're getting out of that currency. A year ago, it was announced, BRICS was going to start dumping the dollar. So the world has finally awakened to the scam that is private central banking issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. They can see with their own eyes how this scam has destroyed every nation it's been inflicted on. And they don't want to have anything to do with it any longer. They don't want to have to go through the dollar. They don't want to have to use dollars to buy oil and resources. And so this dollarification agenda of the U.S. to go out and conquer the world's resource-rich areas to try and keep everybody on the dollar is clearly already in a state of failure. Now, over at PIMCO, their CEO, Mohammed El Erian, is saying the stock market rally is artificial and it is being propped up simply by the central banks handing out money to Wall Street investors at pretty much close to zero interest. And the Wall Streeters take it because their thinking is, I'll take all this money at, let's just say hypothetically, 1% interest. I'll buy a bunch of stock to drive its value up, sell out at the top, pay the bank back its money and its 1% interest, and I've got the leftover to put in my pocket. That's how Wall Street's running right now. It's pure speculation. And that is not healthy for the economy as a whole. It's not even healthy for those companies that are whose stock is being gamed this way. And the U.S. government looks the other way because that skyrocketing Dow, although it isn't doing so today, is the political banner to say, see, the economy's really working. Everything's fine. Look at the Dow Industrial Averages. It's never been higher. Of course, if you factor in inflation, the stock market's actually been in a decline since the year 2000. But they just need that big number to wave around at you. Look at the big Dow number. Huzzah, huzzah. Look at that big number on the bottom of your brokerage report. And you will know that all is well with the world. And of course, when the coming correction hits, because the stock market is so overvalued, the only ones who will get their money out are the first ones to sell off, which, to judge by what just happened in Cyprus, is going to be all the inside buddies who will know it's probably going to crash on Wednesday. They start selling on Tuesday. They get their money out. The market crashes. And for most ordinary working Americans, all they're going to be left with is that impressive-looking number at the bottom of the brokerage report. And that's all it is. It's an impressive-looking number. It doesn't represent anything real. Now, over at Business Insider, David Stockman, who was a former budget director for Ronald Reagan, is out there saying, we've been lied to, robbed, and misled. He says the economy is being kept up with the Federal Reserve's fire hoses full of brand new money, spraying out this liquidity injection in every direction, and its balance sheet grew by $1.3 trillion in just 13 weeks. And remember, ultimately, that $1.3 trillion is another loan at interest to the government of the United States and to the taxpayers. If they don't get it back from the financial institutions, it falls onto you. And they won't get it back. We're already hearing reports coming out that these Wall Street firms and banks have not paid back the full amount of their bailouts and TARP and the rest of it. We were all told, yes, they paid it back. Everything is fine. The numbers are coming out of the Congressional Budget Office are saying, no, actually, they didn't. Mostly the balance of the debt was simply written off. Stockman is also out there saying that basically George W. Bush's policies bankrupted the country, and he is a Republican. But the reality is it isn't just George W. Bush. It was certainly Clinton before him, who was looting Social Security to create his magic federal budget surplus. The reality is there has not been a president who was really good for the U.S. economy as a whole since Andrew Jackson, who was the only president to pay off the national debt and free America from the clutches of the private central bankers, which is why they tried to kill him. Over in California, and I want to preface this by saying that some of my friends in the computer animation, visual effects industry are saying California's filmmaking is an absolute disaster. It's all fled. It's fleeing the country. It's going to Australia, to Europe, to all these other countries with a more business-friendly climate, without this insane, insidious taxation and regulatory compliance. So California now has a negative net worth of $127 billion. That is with a B. And that does not count the unfunded liabilities for state employees' future pensions, or the $60 billion in unfunded liabilities for retiree health care. Why is so much debt out there? Because the banking system creates it as a tool of enslavement. The essence of the banking industry is to keep us all, whether we be nations or individuals, slaves to debt. And we can see it. The bankers are calling the shots for the government right now. They called the shots in Cyprus. Cyprus government, their parliament, voted down taking money from the depositors. And the bankers said, we don't care what you vote for. Give me control of a nation's money supply and I care not who makes the laws. We've all heard that one before. Meanwhile, there's another scandal. This is coming out of finance in Yahoo. These directors of these huge New York financial corporations are making hundreds of thousands of dollars for sitting on the boards of directors. They may have to show up 15 times per year. And they're paid these huge salaries. Let's see. Average pay for board directors at the six biggest banks is $328,000 in 2011. Goldman Sachs got a 50% increase in their compensation compared to 2008. Some directors are earning more than $500,000 a year. And by the way, that's not their only job. They have other jobs and other sources of income. They're paid this $500,000 a year to show up on the board of directors meetings 15 times per year. I'd love a job that paid me $500,000 and I only had to show up 15 days out of the entire year. That's how completely out of control it is. Got a caller on the line. Tim in New Mexico. Aloha, Tim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
There we go. Hello, Mike. Anyway, I just wanted to comment a little bit on the dollar reserve currency. I think it's actually getting even worse than Australia going, because I was surprised this week. And you know how your local papers tend to have things like your money type columns?
Yeah. So
in the paper this week, Sunday, they talked about small businesses should seriously consider not trading in the dollar and using euro, yuan, local currencies, because they're paying upwards of 15% premium to do their international trade in the dollars. Now, things are getting really bad.
Yeah, it is. Tim, stay on the line. When we come back from the commercials, I want to respond to what you just said.
All right.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. And click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Tim in New Mexico. And Tim, you're absolutely right, and this is nothing new. In my previous career, I occasionally was solicited for business outside the United States. And I remember toward the end there, we were getting this idea that the bids had to be submitted denominated in currencies other than the dollar. And I remember people who were soliciting me to offload some work would say that their bids in U.S. dollars were only good for 30 days because they couldn't trust what was going on with the dollar. So we've actually seen this for quite some time. I doubt the euro is being considered a stable currency any longer because of what's happening in Cyprus. And remember, China has been promoting the yuan as an international currency. They were trading oil with Venezuela in the yuan. That's why the U.S. wants to go to war against China and now Venezuela. And it's all about literally a world war to prop up the dollar when the dollar is a completely busted currency right now. And so, yeah, we are seeing that. Doing business across the border, you can actually, they'll cut you a better deal for not going through the dollar. Anything else, Tim? Okay, I guess we lost Tim. Let's switch over to Mike in Kentucky. Tim, are you there? Hello? Tim, are you there? He dropped. Okay, Mike in Kentucky. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you talked about California, and I have to go with some of the stuff I've read about California. There are 14,000 divisions of local government in California alone. I mean, it's if it was its own separate republic and not part of the union or not one of the several states or whatever legal term you want to use, the California Republic or State of California et al. Would probably be something like the 10th world's largest economy. And we ran through a problem here in Kentucky a few years back where these two different insurance schemes got scrutinized because they had a $10,000 Christmas tree, and then they started looking at this huge headquarters they were building, and it turns out that the Kentucky Association of Cities and the Kentucky Association of Counties essentially was a creature contributed to and created by the cities and counties in Kentucky. And they were socking away these huge amounts of surpluses that were not part of the budget. And they would be able to go back and finance the bond issues for the different towns and counties. So the the counties and towns could pretend like they were in debt and needed to keep their tax rates up. And so no taxes ever get sunsetted, even though some taxes are supposed to have sunset clauses. They never seem to happen.
No, so, they extend them.
If you have an army of accountants available, forensic accountants, maybe people could go through California's books at the local level and all these quasi-governmental entities and could find out where the $10 trillion went from the late 90s that they
okay.
had.
Okay. Mike, we got to let you go for a station identification. Thanks an awful lot. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.